only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 640, Brock Hunter.
It's showtime.
That's good. I like that. On a Friday.
Just tell me at the time. What are you guys doing? I've had this happen to me like three times in the past 2 weeks. Sorry, this is real quick. Off air, Brock and I were talking about. We had a meeting with Boss Man Bill, which, dude, I miss playing that theme song. Can you just play it real quick? You
got it. I mean, I can get it ready real quick.
Let's get it ready. We haven't played the Boss Man Bill.
It's a good one.
Boss Man Bill talking with Boss Man Bill over Zoom yesterday, right? Just a Plan B morning show meeting. You know, we didn't get fired either, which was nice. But like the third time, I had like a couple other meetings. They're like, man, your phone's messed up. It makes a bunch of echoes, you know, during the meeting. Like, why would you tell me right there during the meeting? I want to put headphones in.
A couple things. One, it's weird telling someone. I feel like I'm telling a toddler, you know, and like I feel bad. Like I feel like I'm scolding. Like,
what do you
hey,
got
Hunter,
over there? A jitterbug, for God's sake,
Hunter. Your phone is you're ruining the meeting. Could you change? And second, if people have told you multiple times, don't you think you would know
yeah,
then
right,
not to?
You're
yeah,
right, you're
yeah.
Right. I guess I have hope every time that it's gonna work.
Yeah, my hope.
You know,
is,
what I think it is. I think it's the case on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of makes it echo.
My hope is you'd pull your head out of your ass and you'd figure.
Shut up.
But now you know. Now it's been publicly put out there.
Well, I just wanted. You were like the third person that said, like, after the meeting, like, hey, man, by the way, yeah. Like, dude, it was terrible audio the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
You're right. It's like when someone has food in their teeth. If something is off, just tell them
tell them.
All right, tell them. Because it's just, otherwise it's awkward afterwards. So I apologize. Now you know, since it's now on a public forum, everyone knows that your phone sucks. Anyway.
I always tell everybody, though, with the food and the thing, you know, you got something on your, dude, you got food in your teeth, you look terrible.
Your balls are showing. You got to tell him. You got to tell him. Anyway, well, now that we've established that, can we move on and actually have a good show because there's no echo? Let's do it.
Thank you.
It's time for Rock News and Rock History.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV taken care of. They do specialize in Asian import brands. Go see them. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. They're going to get you taken care of.
What my Zoom meetings sound like a little bit. So, Boss Man Bill, what the
Then Bill tries to talk in the feedback. And like, God. All right. Forget it. Forget it. Anyway. AIR. They're going to get you taken care of. This is pretty cool. Ozzy and Sharon have signed a deal to bring their biopic to the big screen. They have partnered with Sony Pictures and PolyGram on the still untitled film about their relationship that has yet to go into production. Sharon says, quote, our relationship at this time or at times was often wild, insane and dangerous, but it was our underlying love that kept us together. We're thrilled to partner with Sony Pictures and PolyGram to bring our story to the screen. Sharon and her and Ozzy's three children, Jack and Amy, are producing. The script is being written by Lee Hall, who did the same for Elton John's Rocket Man, which really is a great movie. Mm-hmm. Even for it being, I would consider, a musical-esque movie, Rocket Man really solid. Ozzy's solo work and some Black Sabbath songs will be used. No word yet on when filming will get underway or when it will be
out. Have they always been married? How long? They've been married since Ozzy's been famous? No.
So Ozzy was in Sabbath, obviously. He got kicked out of Sabbath. He married Sharon in the 80s.
What'd she do before Ozzy?
I have no idea. I have no idea. No. None. This is what they'll talk about.
So she wasn't like famous for something?
No. I think maybe she was a hairdresser. Something like that. But yeah, their relationship was pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. Well, it's
a rocky relationship, but hey, you know what? Just know that you're Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon!
Because Ozzy did some things that made you very famous, and you've reaped a lot of benefits.
I tell you what, though. She's got to get a lot of credit because I think Ozzy tried to kill her once.
I didn't know that.
With his drug and alcohol abuse, which got him kicked out of Black Sabbath, by the way. Ozzy was so bad that Black Sabbath kicked him out of the band, and then it just got worse in the
80s. Yeah, he's probably a loose cannon sometimes, right?
Yeah. He didn't
I take that back, Sharon. You probably have gone through a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that she's still there and, you know.
If your husband bit the head of a bat, off of its body.
Who's the loose cannon on this? All right, who's the one that we got to keep an eye on?
I think the judge is going to lean her way a little bit.
Maybe.
Or his way.
But, yeah, so that's coming, and I'm very excited because I'm sure it'll be a great story for everyone. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, October 22nd, 1969, Led Zeppelin's album Led Zeppelin II was released in the United States. This was a huge album, like most Zeppelin albums. Had a whole lot of love. What Is and What Should Never Be, Heartbreaker, Livin' Lovin' Maid, which Heartbreaker and Livin' Lovin' Maid were two separate songs, but they've always been put together because on the album, they just went right into each other. There was no break in between. So people are like, oh, yeah, it's one song. No, it's two songs. And of course, Ramble On was on that as well. So
what was bigger, the first or second?
Album?
Yeah.
Oh, second for sure. Their
second
first
was better?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, their first album wasn't bad. But their albums progressively got better in that sense. When you think about it, I think The Man with Sticks was their fourth album.
Oh, really?
Zeppelin 4, which was, it was just Zeppelin 4 and The Man with Sticks, which had Stairway to Heaven and the obviously launched him into superstardom right there. So, anyway. Yeah. All right. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.